You are listening to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for Wilson Holmes. Ash Brown is the chief of the AFL Record. He's joined us in studio. We'll get to him in a moment. We've also got Big Mervyn Hughes, Jared, joining us as we build up towards the Ashes. You don't get much more Aussie than Merv.
No, they don't, Scoop. He's a big name. He's a fantastic player for Australia, and I'd be interested in his insights as to whether or not a captain should be a fast bowler.
Yeah, and Alex Carey officially becoming. I want to talk about this with Ash. Actually, welcome, Ash. Geez, it annoys me when.
Oh, that was a lowbrow intro.
Hello, Ash.
Chief football writer of the AFL Record.
I already introed him at the start. Oh. You were too busy selling stocks.
No, I'm actually looking for the. I'm actually looking for his list of hounds for the hound ladder.
Ah, nice. Okay, you know the leaks. Ash, annoy me. Like Alex Carey was announced in a report yesterday as being in. And then it's almost like Cricket Australia, like, well, we'll just wait an extra day so we get an extra day of chatter about it. And you know what happens? The media all get sucked in by it and we all talk about it again.
Yeah, hello,
it happens
boys.
In footy every year.
Good to be here. Yes, I thought I was a lay down in Mazzara, as they say, yesterday. And suddenly I'm hearing now that he's reading today. He's been officially anointed, but I thought it happened yesterday. But
so did I.
Yeah, and for two testies that got the job, so they're keeping on a short leash, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. What do you?
So they've only given it to him for two.
Yeah, it's like it's,
why did they? Why did they say that?
I have no idea.
That's a headline I saw. It's on his L's, I think, and if you know, holds a few catches and does what keeper's supposed to do, he gets it for longer, I guess.
But well, that's a nonsense. That's just a given, isn't it? Isn't it a given? I mean, have you ever heard of anybody else in a test match come in and said he's in? But for two only.
Well, officially, you're only in the team for two or three tests. I mean, if you don't perform with the bat of the ball after two or three tests, you can get dropped. So why not a keeper?
You should be able to get dropped after one. Like, just pick him. And then next test, pick your best 11.
That's unusual.
I heard Mark Taylor the other day, who was on our show, good friend of this show, say that you'd probably pick Head over Khawaja because he's younger.
Yep.
What's age got to do with it? I'm so sick of people in sports like cricket and soccer pretending age has anything to do with it. There's no draft. You don't have to keep rebuilding your list.
That's right.
Just pick the best 11, for God's sake.
Exactly.
What does age have anything to do with it?
That's a very good point from Scoop, Ashley.
It is. I mean, the Ashes is not like... I can understand Australia doing team building for cricket ahead of big... This is it.
Yeah, this is the Olympics.
You don't rebuild...
No.
We
are in the finals.
This is the grand finals.
We're not rebuilding for the finals.
It's like people criticising, say, like a Ronaldo for getting picked up at 37. But that's okay. Next season they'll cut him and they'll go buy someone else. He's not. It's not as though they've lost a spot in the Premier League draft because of it. I reckon footy fans get so sucked into age, Jared, that we apply it to all these other sports. Makes no sense.
No,
I couldn't care less whether Usman Khawaja was 33 or 53. If he's playing better than Travis Head, you pick him. And if he doesn't play well the next test, you drop him.
Exactly.
Well, you give him two tests, but you don't say that.
you don't publicly announce it. Ash, plenty happening in the world of sports media this week. Jordan DeGoey's arrival back in Australia has been a fascinating one.
Magnificent. We're not doing the scoreboard yet, Jared, but gee, how many votes would Mitch get for...
Oh, very good.
Going to the airport to get a one, no comment.
Do you reckon Mitch has gone to Seven and said, send me to Sydney? I want to get... Or do you think it's the other way? Do you think we're going
he got the heads up.
Yeah, I reckon too. That's how it felt. I don't know.
He's on flight QF whatever, and he arrives in Sydney at this time.
Airport watches. Always on the Christmas list for Junos. Always on the Christmas list.
I want to talk to you about this. Are there sneaky people, like the old track watchers, Jared's day of training, are there people who work for the airlines on the payroll
of
the media companies?
Oh, well.
You might want to see, I've just seen the passenger list. I've seen the manifest for the flight from LA.
I don't know if they're on the payroll of media outlets, but they're on my payroll.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. And why wouldn't you? I mean, you've got to buy fair means and foul. Just if you're in the hound wars, you've got to be number one.
It's a good pre-season.
Now, just
exercise.
Go through the list of the hounds. I can't find
it. I sent it to the other day. I can't remember.
How did you send it?
I think it was via text.
I just looked up your text and it's not there.
Well, it is going to be. It's Tom Brown and Mitch from Seven. Tom Morris.
What's this list of?
Under 40 Hound Wars for next year.
Under 40 Hound.
We've got a ladder going.
So it's the two from Seven. It's Tom Morris we put in from Fox. We've put in
Riley Beveridge.
Riley Beveridge and Cal Toomey.
Yep.
And you.
That's it.
That's it.
It's a short list. It's got to be more on the list.
Well, we're happy to add. If anybody puts their hands up.
They're the six that came to mind.
You've got to gravitate to some sort of prominence before you get on the list.
We might add the boy from Perth, Ryan Daniels.
Put him in.
He probably should go in.
Yeah, he can go in.
Is he under 40? I'm being mischievous.
So Jared and I are getting a lot of fun with this next year. He's very excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait. So Mitch goes up there. Now, the thing is, and Jared and I had a laugh about this on air at the time, Jordan didn't say anything. So I won't be saying anything at this time.
Did not have
and
to.
The first thing
doesn't
that,
matter.
I know. The first thing that Jared said was, it's all about the pitches, which of course it is. Mm. And they got...
Were they watermarked? First on seven?
No, they weren't, because there was a Today reporter on his other side. So someone from Nine had got onto it and sent a report.
In other words, they got there late. Nine got onto it late.
Well, that's my guess.
And threw somebody from... Sydney.
It would be rare that seven beat nine.
Who had no
story,
idea who Jordan Goey was, but was going to stick a microphone under his chin.
What I really liked.
That'd be fair, wouldn't it?
Something along those lines.
What I really liked was when he was released from the lockup in New York, and he was running the gauntlet of the journos in New York. There's some American journos there.
Yeah.
Who must have been briefed by. You've got to ask this guy who he is. They have no clue.
Yeah.
No, they just wanted to.
Who's this guy? But we know he's big in Australia.
Jordan, tell me what happened.
It's gone from a sexual assault. Down to, well, he may not even get charged.
Yeah.
He's been charged.
Sorry, he may not even, the charges may be dropped.
Yeah, well, I don't think they'll be dropped now.
Okay.
It's real, I mean, what Collingwood do is really interesting. I just can't get a read on what Collingwood's going to do.
Well, they already have.
No, at this stage he's...
He's not required for...
I'm talking about do they suspend him for games?
I think if he's found guilty of assault, he won't play again for Collingwood. That would be my take.
Serious?
I mean, how could you keep publicly supporting someone who's on his 17th chance, who gets found guilty of assault?
Because I think it's going to be, whatever it is, it's going to be at a very low level. Otherwise, he would be in America.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the point.
Well, there's always the point. There's always levels of problems.
The fact is, Jared, you can disagree with this, but my personal opinion is, if it was... A third-year player who'd shown a little bit but wasn't that much chop, he would have been gone a long time ago. Now, people say it's Jordan DeGoey, so they hold on to him. Jordan DeGoey plays, on average, one good game every five.
He's probably better than that last year. I think his consistency has been a problem since his breakout year, which was about 3 years ago. But there's no way knowing they're going to sack him. I don't think. If he only has to do this by a Zoom, I don't think they're sacking him.
How do you trust him, though? How do you trust him going
forward? But that's
an
issue for the end of the year. They're not going to sack him for this year when...
Okay, you're talking about... Yeah, you're saying my question is about recontracting him.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think that... And
you're talking about this year specifically.
And I think whatever happens, he'll be on a 12-month probation.
Good behaviour bond. What do you think, Ash?
Yeah. I think the fact you're right that he's not going to the States, he can do it over Zoom, probably means he's at the lower end now. Mm. And he might just get... out there with he might get away with a 5-6 match suspension from the club. You know, 6 weeks to think about it once the footy started. And
what I haven't heard about is...
Hope the pennies drops for him.
Ultimately, though, he was involved in an issue and his best mate, has he been charged? They've both
been charged with the exact same thing.
Has he?
Four counts. I think it's assault in the third degree, attempted assault, aggravated harassment, and attempted harassment.
So the glassing, was that fact or fiction?
No, the allegation from the victim, who is yet to be named, is that Jordan's friend struck him with a beer bottle and split his lip open.
Right.
And that then Jordan and his friend both kicked and punched him while he was lying on the ground. Now, that place where it happened, the Dream Hotel in Hollywood, is quite salubrious, quite well known. It would have every inch of it, you would think, covered by CCTV. So they're going to find out pretty quickly whether it happened or not. And the fact that the charges haven't been dropped would suggest to me that the district attorney is comfortable with the charges.
Yeah, but he's in Australia. And that's what I find a bit unusual. Because this doesn't seem like, if the charges are as you described, and I'm not saying they're not, but I don't know if they are. It seems unusual that you're doing it by Zoom.
But you might be right, Jared. Like, he might be found guilty of assault in the third degree.
Yeah.
In which case, the guys end up with a split lip, and a bruised cheek.
Yes.
And he got up and went to bed. And, you know what I mean? Yeah. As opposed to the glass actually cracked his jaw open and he ended up with a split eyeball. Yeah. I mean.
Anyway, I think he probably plays this year and I think he's a good behaviour bond. And
jeez.
It's
hard. Yeah, tough one for me. Tough one continuing to support a bloke and pump him up to your young supporters when he's had so many chances. He's been caught drink driving. He's,
Ash?
Well, it's a real test for the new Collingwood, isn't it? I mean, under the Mick Eddy regime, and I suspect even Buck's regime, as long as Eddy was in charge, the line at Collingwood have been the best place to rehabilitate him is in the four walls of this footy club. Mm. We've got the people who will help him.
Mm. You're right. That's exactly what Eddy would have said.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get a read on what the thinking is now. And I mean, it's a perfect storm, isn't it? You've got the new coach, new president coming in. So what do they do? It's why I can't. Because we haven't really got to know the McRae Jeff Brown regime, which is what it's going to be. I can't get a read on which way Collingwood's going to go.
How big an issue do you think that? And Jeff Brown put it on the table. Do you think the funding of the lesser clubs is going to be given that? I think there's an interstate club north of the Murray that's about to release its finances, and that may be of some concern.
Ash, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll find out your answer. Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021, and for Wilson Homes. You can enjoy the Tassie summer in your brand new Wilson home. The Tassie summer's probably got off to a better start than the Victorian summer, which has been diabolical. Well, particularly after 3 p.m. Both days been okay before that.
Been smashed the last two days. Ash, how's the garden? Is it looking good?
I don't have much of a garden, but the lawn's looking great.
Okay.
What was the mysterious question that you were asking, Ash, before the break? Something about a club north of the border? So yeah. Sydney or GWS?
Well, there's four clubs north of the border, but...
I'm just guessing.
Let's not go with any particular club, because I don't know if it's fact, but my understanding is that there's a club north of the border who is about to release their financials, and it won't be pretty, which once again shows, which will show a loss, a significant loss. On the back of COVID, it's not surprising, but if it's a significant loss
this,
on the...
This club had a significant loss last year as well.
On the top of a significant loss, then it's going to have to, at some stage, you know, the hand may go out again. I don't know if it's to that level, but Jeff Brown has come in on a platform. He wants to be president. He was asked, well, what do you stand for? And he's standing for rich clubs don't support the poorer clubs. Where do you see that?
Fascinating take, given how close he was to the AFL for such a long time, when these rules were often when these rules were brought in, he would have helped draw up these, as the AFL's lawyer, he would help draw up the rules that he now sees as, he wants to partly tear down. Don't think he's got a lot of hope. I think the fundamental equalisation that exists in the AFL is not going to be disappearing anytime soon. So, but maybe it's just for the, it might just be a bit of fodder for the fans saying where Collingwood, why should Collingwood be dragged down by the others in the competition.
The other thing you actually mentioned, and I think it's got merit, is that it's been a long time since the Carter Report on the AFL.
Mm.
And Gill's coming to the end of his tenure.
Last year, I reckon.
He's pushing hard for another independent review. Not the AFL doing its own review, an independent review. Nuts and bolts.
Yeah, no, I think it is time for that, but I'm not sure whether that waits. And I agree back, Gill. Early prediction is grand final day will be his last day.
Mm.
I think he walks.
Warming the seat for Travis Old.
Probably for Travis Old, who I think is now the favourite. I think it would be the remit of the new CEO to come in and work with the commission for some sort of independent review. I don't see any point doing it now, but I think in 12 months' time, or 6 to 12 months' time, certainly it's time for a Carter Report for Mark II. It won't be Colin Carter, I wouldn't think, but whoever does it, it is time.
How has Travis Old jumped to the top of the totem pole?
Well, I think he's done a pretty good job steering the competition through very difficult times. I think I wasn't a massive fan of him until the last couple of years, but just from writing the book last year and then talking to people again this year, he's done a really sound job. I mean, broadcasting, clubs, finances. I mean, they're three pretty big areas. And the AFL's come through them pretty well. Brendan Gale, is he out of the running? Or do you think, I know he's re-signed at Richmond. Would there surely be an escape clause for...
Yeah, these stocks have dropped pretty significantly since Richmond had so many issues with the AFL during the first hub in Queensland. That's not the only issue, but that's definitely one of them.
So his stocks have dropped. Was he ever as strong a candidate as people said?
I think he was the man ultimately that most people in the competition believed would replace Gillon. I don't think inside the AFL thought that.
That doesn't mean that he's the man.
He was
What the public and the journos all thought.
No. I'm not saying public and journos. You think I just go and ask Joe Blow on the street?
No, you just said that most people in the industry thought he was the man.
In the industry?
Well, that's...
Yeah, like, in like clubs.
That doesn't mean he's the man.
Club CEOs.
You have to be inside the tent and have some influence. And if they think he's the man, well, then he's the man.
Okay. Well,
I just explained to you
that the AFL didn't want him to be the man.
So he was never really the man then. That's my point.
They were trying to convince themselves, but I don't think in their deepest hearts they thought that.
The AFL always wanted an internal candidate as well. It was going to be Xavier Campbell, which is why they tried to get him across and to run the Docklands and do a good job there and then move into the big chair. But he stayed at Essendon. So now, but Travis has done such a good job, he probably has vaulted past Brendan now as the most likely.
So those people that are going to make the decision, those people inside the tent, who would they have as their second man?
The second favourite.
Mm.
That is a good question. But there's people out there. I mean, do they ask someone like two names have come up. One's a real left field choice. I mean, it's been suggested that Craig Tiley might be approached. Another one is Stuart Fox to put their hand up and go through the process. They'll ask people from outside the...
Yep.
It's a good time actually to get someone from outside the football industry to at least go through the process. And they, to me, would seem to be the two most likely.
What about the suggestion in the Herald Sun a few weeks ago that Christina Holgate, former chief of Australia Post, was firming? Do you think that someone who burnt every bridge with the federal government that could be burned would get the job as the AFL CEO?
It would be difficult, but And that's not saying I think she burnt the bridges. I think she was burnt in many ways.
Sorry, yeah. No, I'm not saying it was her burning.
Yeah.
I'm saying the bridge got burnt.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, her and the Prime Minister had a week-long spat publicly.
Yeah. He may not be an issue, though.
Oh, okay. What are you starting to hear?
Well, I'm not starting to hear anything.
ScoMo gone.
ScoMo is no guarantee to be in the chair.
No, I agree with that. Although I'm not sure there's lots of candidates screaming to put their hands up.
Well, right now there's only two. There's Albanese or ScoMo.
Ash, before you go, you're a Hawthorn man. The quiet unveiling of Sam Mitchell piece by piece, what have you made of it?
Oh, it's a very deliberate strategy. He did Michael Gleeson not long after getting the job. Glenn McFarlane, who's actually wrote his book a few years ago, The Deep Dive in the Herald Sun. There'll be some more, I think, being unveiled. Yeah, they're just trying to...
Does he do the real unveiling, though, and comes on and goes head-to-head with Scoop?
Mm. Well, that's the big one. When's he gonna, have you guys had him on yet?
No.
That'll be the next one. At some stage, I'm sure. We'll hopefully get him for the record as well in next year as well. But at some stage, I'm sure he'll come on here and match wits with you too, which will be compulsive listening.
Fantastic.
Very interesting man, you Sam. Ash, great to have you on. Go enjoy the Christmas party that Jared and I aren't invited to.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you've told me you are.
No, we've been burnt.
No email.
Burnt, brushed.
We've had the ScoMo burning.
I'll have a quiet one for you.
Okay, that's three.
Ashley Brown from the
Where
AFL
is it, by the
record.
Way? In Richmond.
I hope it's an urban pale ale.
It's in the city.
That's it. It's at Ballers, which is a...
Ballers.
Like it's a gaming place. So like
okay.
Shuffleboard and pool and table tennis. Yeah. Would have been right up your alley, Jared, in fact.
Sounds like a barrel of fun.
More sports
pinball was up my alley, but not the other stuff.
Murph Hughes to join us next.